Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hi there, how are you? I hope you are having an amazing day or evening or middle of the night, depending on when you're here. Today, we are going to be talking about how to be heard. And if you have ever felt like you haven't been heard, you feel the pain here. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk, Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related. And I really just tell you how it is. I'm your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in human resources, which is what I have my master's degree in. And my passion is really having interesting and engaging conversations, sharing my knowledge, and helping others. So here we are. This is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. Let's get into it. How to be heard. Not always the easiest thing to do, especially for those of us who are introverts. Introverts nodding your heads now. I hear you. I see you. Yes. So here's the thing. Sometimes when we go to work, we have a really great idea or we want to contribute. We don't always feel heard. And simply, it could be us, or it could be who is or is not. Right, listening. So let's focus on us first, because we want to make sure that we are communicating in a way that is going to be effective and clear. So if we aren't being heard, at least then we know, hey, I did my part, right? So number one, speak very clearly. So I know sometimes if you're in a meeting with a lot of people and you really want your voice to be heard and you want your ideas to be noticed and recognized, you can be nervous. I get that. And we need to practice and still speak clearly. Number two, frame your input or your solution properly. For example, what you don't want to do is, oh my gosh, we have this problem, you know, so-and-so did this, which caused this to do this, and blah, 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 blah. You don't want it to be teed up as like a venting or like a bitching session, right? So here's how, if you really aren't sure how to explain your problem, here's what I would recommend. For example, you know, saying something like, hey team, or hey boss, here's our problem, here's what we've tried, and here's what I recommend doing, and here's why. So I feel like a lot of people stop at, here's what I would recommend. And if it's something that you want people to hear, and maybe it's something new that they haven't tried and they don't always know the why, explaining that can be the difference of people being like, yeah, that makes sense. I totally get it. Let's try it, versus like, meh. You know, because the last thing you want to do is like, you know, finally get a chance to have your voice heard and people be like, meh, we don't think so. Right. But if you explain the why and you connect those dots for them, you're going to have better chances. Number three, speak at a normal voice level. So not too loud and not too quiet or meek either. You don't want to come across as like timid or scared, but you don't want to be like yelling either. So just speak at a normal voice. Number four, speak with confidence and conviction. If you're talking in a way that's going to make people think you're not sure that your solution is going to work, they're going to see your lack of confidence. And if you don't have confidence in the solution that you're pitching, whoever you're talking to isn't going to have confidence either, and they're not going to want to jump on board. Number five, ask questions and listen and respond. So in short, make it a conversation. Right? You're not just speaking or talking at people. And as much as you want to be heard, other people also want to be heard. Number six, get your time. So maybe you have to schedule a meeting or schedule a touch base, or if there's a meeting already scheduled, make sure that you get on the agenda, right? So make sure that you have dedicated time to express your solution, your idea, your voice, and so on. Number 7, use the phone when it gets to be too much back and forth, right? We have all, all of us who work on a computer every day have been in the back and forth and the back and forth and the back and forth and the back and forth, right? It's annoying just listening to it via email or IM. And sometimes, and I'm not the greatest at this, I'll fully admit, sometimes we just need to pick up the damn phone. And there are few times, and I'm thinking of like a particular instance most recently where there was a lot of back and forth, but because I knew there could be legal questions down the road, I really needed it in an email, but that's not the norm. Like there are so many other times where I know I should have just like looking back, like picked up the phone. So if you're not good at just picking up the phone and being or walking over to someone's desk and just talking and clearing up whatever it is you guys are talking about, look back on the last like month or so and say, what are some of the situations where it probably would have made sense for me just to talk it out? And once we recognize that, we can be better going forward, right? Number 8, know and set your intentions ahead of time, right? So what do you want your outcome to be? What do you intend to communicate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9, understand and know your value, your worth, and your expertise. Just because someone doesn't implement your idea or your solution doesn't mean you don't have incredibly worthy and valuable and expert ideas, advice, and solutions, right? We can't force people to implement, so understanding that is really important. Number 10, jumping into the conversation. So if you're in a group meeting and a bunch of people are talking and you want your voice to be heard, you have to jump into the conversation. I know this seems really basic. However, if you are a little bit more on the timid side or you don't want to, you want people to judge you, I get it. It could be hard to jump into that conversation, but if you really want to be heard, it's the only way. Number 11, ask people who are interrupting you to wait until you're finished. So this is really important. For the most part, a lot of the teams I've been on have been super supportive and very courteous and nice. And a lot of us are on video Zoom calls. So just because of internet, it could be easy to interrupt someone. Like if their internet like pauses for a second, you know, someone could start talking and like, oh shoot, they weren't done. It was just a connection issue, right? And then let's be real. There are some times where there's just assholes that are going to interrupt you. Like, let's be all the way honest. So if that happens to you, stand in your own confidence and conviction, like we talked about earlier, and say, hey, I hear you. Let me just finish and then we'll get to your point as well. You know, I want to hear your points as well, but let me finish my thought here. One, it's going to teach people to respect you when you talk. And two, it's going to give you more confidence, right? In like, oh, yes, I do deserve this time. I'm here. I'm part of this meeting. We're all equal, right? And it's going to make you feel better because you're going to have your chance. Number 12, be mindful of your body language. If you're sitting there like angry face, like resting bitch face. I know I sometimes have that. I have to be conscious of it. It's not on purpose. It's just like my face doesn't always look super happy. And I know that, right? So, but if you're sitting there like resting bitch face, or even if you are legit angry and you got like a nasty look on your face, your arms are crossed, kind of leaning on one side of your chair, just look pissed. Like people aren't going to want to interact with someone who's coming at them with that kind of energy. If you are, you know, sitting upright and you're making eye contact and you're engaging and maybe you're taking notes because it's an important meeting, that's very different body language than what I just described, right? So just be mindful of your body language and how people may be perceiving you. And number 13, if you are in person and you're sitting around a table, try and sit in the middle of the room or in the center of the table. And this is more power and psychology than anything, but you want to be at the center of the conversation. And when you do talk, you want everyone to be able to hear you. And it also kind of commands people's attention when you're speaking, which gives you more of that power. Right? So the biggest thing when you want to be heard is focusing on what you can do better. You can't change what other people are doing. You can, you know, ask if people understand, if they, you know, let's say you explain your thing like blah, 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 blah. Here's my idea. Here's why, yada, yada, yada. Oh, does that make sense to you? Or what do you think? Right? You can ask questions to make sure people are engaging, but you can't force people to take on those ideas or those solutions. But you can do your best on your side to make sure that you're doing everything you can to be heard. So I hope you guys found this information helpful and valuable. As always, thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to this episode. I really do appreciate it. You can find more information in the show notes over at stephdennis13.com. And if you want to figure out how we can work together, head over to listentocareertalk.com for more information. If you want to help support the podcast, you can do so via the PayPal link below, or you can do it on the Anchor app. Also on the Anchor app, you can leave me a voice message. It would be so cool. I would love to hear from you guys. So if you have any interest, head over there and do that. And if you have a minute, please leave a rating and review for the podcast. It really does help. If you know someone who could benefit from the podcast, definitely share it. Over on the Career Talk Instagram, I have screenshots on how you can do that if you don't know. You can find me over on the social, over at Facebook and Instagram at StephDennis13. And the show does have their own Instagram and Facebook page, so I'll link to those in the show notes as well. We are written, produced, and edited by yours truly. You guys are so awesome and amazing. I hope you have a fantastic and beautiful rest of your day.